there a water back there? Brother Usher, somebody, would you get me a water, please? I thank you so much. I appreciate that. Amen. I don't feel privileged. I just don't have any saliva glands. And so, just kind of a reminder of how God can heal a person from cancer. Praise God. If you have your Bibles with you tonight, I'm going to focus your attention on 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verses 7 and 8. Thank you, Brother Tony. Yes, sir. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Paul, it's all come to an end. It's all come to a close. All of the stonings and all of the beatings and all of the shipwrecks and all of the torture, all of the being robbed and misunderstood, accused, falsely accused, all the snakes and all the fire, all the false doctrine he endured until he found truth, all the mentoring of young men that was under his authority in the churches across Corinth and Rome and Thessalonica, Thyatira, Smyrna, different places all over the Middle East. And there was one young man he clung to as if he was his own son. His name was Timothy. Paul knows in the Holy Ghost that this is it. Chances of me even seeing Timothy is slim. And so this is the word he left. He said, I have fought a good fight. It's not over. We're still in the fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Now let me tell you this, Timmy. Henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Amen. You're fighting the fight. You can't wait for him to appear. You're anxious to see the Lord face to face. Then there's a crown of righteousness waiting for us that do our very best to please God, walk with God, serve the Lord, lean on Jesus. Amen. And so the key word is where he said in verse 8, henceforth there is laid up. Everybody say laid up. There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. In other words, it was always there, but I just had to protect it so that when I leave this world, I can obtain it, because the Lord already laid it away for me and it's waiting and I'm getting ready to receive it. And that's what Paul did shortly thereafter when they chopped his head off for preaching this gospel. You know, it seems like when you think you got it real bad, you don't have to look very far to find out that someone has either had it or they have it a little worse than we do. Paul had a bad day for just a few moments, because to be absent from this world is to be with Christ. Amen. And that's where Paul is today. Hallelujah. My. Here's what I want to preach for a little while. Silly as it sounds, don't lose your layaway. Do not lose your layaway. Amen. Let's look to the Lord and ask him to help us in this simple sermon tonight. Jesus, we pray your presence to continue to linger, your spirit to continue to move, and that you would challenge not only the church, but everyone that has an ear to hear and a heart to receive and a mind to perceive it. I pray, God, that you would impress us, Lord, with the word of the Lord tonight. Amen. Not with man's wisdom or craftiness, but with the word of God tonight. Impress us, Lord, and move on us by your divine spirit. Somebody shouted, amen. God richly bless you as you're seated. Praise the Lord. I forgot I got announcements. Please, put it in your phone. I got it in mine. Hallelujah. Ladies' Christmas party, December the 9th, 7 p.m. This will be in place of our ladies' prayer for December. Bring a wrapped ornament to exchange. I'm sure you've got the details. Landmark Christmas musical, December the 15th, Sunday morning at 10 a.m. There will be no service Sunday night. Instead, we will have our landmark Christmas party Sunday night, December the 15th at 6 p.m. $5 per person. Everyone welcome. Please pay Sister Tina Hembry by the Tuesday before December the 10th. That's right. Just testing you. Hallelujah. Amen. There it is, a 90% qualified announcement, praise the Lord. And so we're going to be there. I may be MIA on the ladies' meeting, but you'll have to excuse me, praise the Lord. All right. Don't lose your layaway. How many of you have ever put something on layaway? Do people do that anymore? Yay or nay? Yeah, okay. And so you've put something on layaway, and you started making the payments for it, only for it to just kind of dwindle away, and you let the layaway go and the payments cease. How many of you have ever done that? My hand up first. Yep, there it is. All right. And so it's kind of a good way for department stores to get money without losing anything. They've got the items secured in the back lower 40, and we're making payments and we quit. And then they get the item and the money. The reason for a layaway is because I can't have it right now. I don't have all the money, so I don't get the item right now. But I can put a claim on it by making payments until it's totally mine. If the payments quit before the balance is reached, the item is no longer mine and I lose it. I know that I can't have heaven right now. Although at Landmark, it's a good taste of heaven every service. Thank you for that resounding response. But I know it's a piece of heaven because I've been a lot of other places. Amen. And where this may not be the best place, it is one of them. Amen. I can't have heaven right now, but I can make the right kind of payments. And I can have it at the appointed time. Because Job once said in the Old Testament that my record is on high. In other words, the Lord or somebody is keeping record. Amen. And so whatever you do is recorded. Matthew 12 and 37, the Bible said, by thy words thou shalt be justified or condemned. That's why we've got to be very careful about how we speak. Amen. Because our words are going to justify us or they are going to condemn us. That means every ounce of my worship is a payment on my layaway. Amen. And that is one of the reasons why I challenge you to worship God in every single service. Whether it's prayer meeting, whether it's Tuesday night Bible study, Sunday morning, whether it's Sunday night, regardless, no matter, every time is a good time to worship God. Because sometimes you ought to feel like making a double payment. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. In a real layaway, you have a good week and you're in a hurry to get the item, you'll go and make a double payment. Amen. Sometimes, hey, has God given you a good week lately? Has God given you a good week lately? Then why don't we come on up in here and let's make a double payment on that crown of righteousness that He has laid away for us. Amen. Sometimes it doesn't matter who's preaching. It doesn't matter what they're preaching. It doesn't matter who's singing. And it doesn't matter what they're singing. Sometimes we ought to just get lost in our worship. We need to just get lost in our praise. Amen. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God smites our young people. They take off running and I love that. Amen. But I'm waiting for the day when the Lord interrupts their run and they stop right there and just start trolling like like a whirlybird until they start leaping for joy and speaking in tongues. Amen. They're not looking behind them to see who's with them. Amen. Praise God. But hey, keep doing what you're doing until something better comes along. Amen. Because we want the Holy Ghost to take. We want the Holy Ghost to take over. We want the Spirit of God to take over. Amen. I want to hear tongues. I want to hear tongues loud. I want to hear people clapping their hands. I want to hear people worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Somebody shout, He's worthy. He deserves it. Amen. He is worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the praise. I'm not worthy to praise Him. Isaiah said, even my righteousness looks like filthy rags. Amen. But we're going to keep on working for righteousness. And we're going to keep on working for perfection. Because we want to do things better. We want to be better. And we want to get into a better place with God. Hallelujah. But we need to understand, He's the one that's righteous. And we need to give Him praise for it. We need to give Him glory. We need to give Him honor. And we need to give Him thanks. Somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. And so our record is on high. We're judged by our words. We're judged by our reaction to things. Hallelujah. How do you respond? How do you react? How do you, what's your thinking on what's going on? When the battle is over, the song says, we shall wear a crown. Hallelujah. I don't know if it's a physical crown. Amen. Don't picture me with some robe on and some big diamond crown on and with jewels sparkling everywhere. I just don't believe that. Amen. I just believe that there's going to be something around me, like something, and something around you, and something glorious and something phenomenal. I can't put words to it because there's going to be things in heaven that you and I have never seen. There's going to be things there that you and I have never thought of. There's going to be joy unspeakable. I can't even speak about it because I've never felt that kind of joy. I've never had that kind of happiness. I've never felt that kind of peace. And the Spirit of the Lord is going to be there to give all of that to us. Amen. You say, well then, why don't we know what's going to be in heaven? Because if you did, it wouldn't be any problem for you to be here every service. Amen. It wouldn't be any problem. Amen. I'd have to sit you down right now when I'm trying to preach. Amen. I'd have to stop you. Hallelujah. Amen. I'd have to say, Brother Todd, calm down. I got to preach a little while. Amen. Every now and then I got to preach. Every now and then I got to teach something. Amen. You folks would be in an uproar. Amen. And you'd probably have to come up here and grab hold of me and say, hey, why don't you just stop a little while and preach? Pastor, get a hold of yourself and teach a little while. Hallelujah. If we knew everything that was God has prepared for those that love Him and are looking for His coming and are making payments on your layaway and are expecting a crown of righteousness, if we knew everything that was waiting for us, it would blow our ever-loving mind. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. I'll never forget watching a film clip of a lady that was at a theme park, and it was one, she was riding one of those rides that drops you down real quick. Amen. I don't do that. Sister Marshman tries to talk me into it, but I don't do it. And she, every now and then she does, and I remember doing that. But I don't like that. Amen. But she was dropped down and it went in slow motion. And I promised before the good Lord, I don't know where that darling came from. I don't know what church she goes to. But as she was going down, she was speaking in that heavenly language right there in front of God and everybody all over the world on that video clip. Hallelujah. Amen. And I would be too, because I don't like that. Amen. But ladies and gentlemen, we wouldn't be able to get you to quit speaking in tongues if we knew all the good things that are prepared for those that are waiting on the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Your mind would be on Jesus and not making eyes at one another across the... And so forth and so on. Hallelujah. And so the anointing is here to break every yoke. Spirit of God is here to move on every individual and to touch you in such a way that you'll be able to claim your layaway. I'm here. I'm here, Lord, with the last payment. That's what Paul was saying. I'm here and I've got the last payment. Timothy, everything's fine. I've got a crown of righteousness. Amen. I remember what sprung this message on was I remember as a child, I don't know all the stuff I did to raise money. I mowed lawns. I raked leaves. I trimmed hedges. I would run to the store for my mom. I'd do this. I'd do that. Every nickel, every dime, I would accumulate it. And then I would ride my bicycle. And I think it was J.M. Fields. Do you remember those? I think a lot of people forgot to get their layaway and they went out of business, but it was J.M. Fields and I would try to make my way and I'd make that payment on that bicycle. Man, they would compliment me and you're such a great young man. You're doing this for yourself. And that layaway was a guitar. And eventually, through the process of time, I let it go. I just, I gave up on it. And so I never did get to enjoy it. And that's the problem with letting a layaway go. You're never going to get to enjoy it. Amen. Let me challenge somebody here tonight. Don't you be in this race so long and then lose your layaway. Because you do not know, when your last payment is due. I've preached a bunch of funerals here lately when people's payments were due, the last one. Amen. But I never enjoyed it. I regretted it. And here's another thing. I will never forget it. Let me tell you what hell's greatest torment is going to be. I know the fire. I know the flames. I know the liquid molting and soldering rock. I know the smell of sulfur that's melted rock. I know all of that is going to be a torment. I'll never forget the dream James Gass. James, are you? Yeah, he's right there. That dream, you remember he shared that with me? He dreamed he saw someone in hell and he said there, the skin, the meat, the tissue, the blood, the vessels, everything would burn completely off of the body until it was a skeletal frame. And then instantly it would grow back and the process would start all over again, over and over and over. I know hell is going to be a dreadful place. I know it's going to be a horrid place. But could it be that the worst torment will be that in your mind you will always remember your last service, your last chance at Landmark. That last opportunity and that last privilege you had at Landmark. That chance you had to worship once again. But there was your mind was so clouded with negative. Or your mind was so clouded with derogatory. Or it was so filled with money. Or it was so filled with a relationship. Or whatever it might be. And you just could not quite get what you should have gotten out of the. In other words, you lost your layaway. Somehow or another through the process of time, the layaway was simply lost. And throughout eternity, you have to feel as if someone was grabbing you by the hair of the head and raising your face and pointing at a screen and showing you the opportunity you had to respond to the Word of God. Amen. I'm challenging someone here tonight. Don't you lose your layaway. Don't you lose what God has prepared for you. Don't you lose what God has laid up for you. I wonder if I could get the church to give me a hand right now. And we could call on the name of Jesus and seek the very face of God for just a moment and look to the Lord for somebody's welfare. Look to the Lord for somebody's spirit, somebody's mind, somebody's heart. Somebody desperately needs something from God that will get you back where you need to be so you don't lose your layaway. And for those that have not lost it, feel the challenge to continue to make payments and continue to hang on to it. Every time you say hallelujah, it's a payment. Every time you lay down to pray, every time you kneel down to pray, every time you worship, every time you drop a sacrifice in the offering, every time you're available for the work of God, every time you show up to the house of God, ladies and gentlemen, make another payment right now. Let the Lord know, hallelujah, I do not intend on losing my layaway. You'll never enjoy it, and you'll regret it, and you'll never forget it. All the work and time smothered in regret. The Bible said, Demas hath forsaken us, having loved this present world. He left us, Paul said. He left us loving this present world. He just couldn't quite get the world out of his system. And the system got a hold of him, and that became his world. Do you think I'm going to forsake my eternity for something that's getting ready to go up in smoke? Man's days are few, the Bible said, and full of trouble. If this world was my only hope, I'd go crazy. There is a hope in this world, but it's not of this world. We're not here for long. We're just waiting on our last payment. One day the intercessory prayers will cease. The burdens will be lifted. The troubles and trials will be over. And our hearts will nearly burst with joy unspeakable. Amen. And full of glory. Don't lose your layaway, because you never know when the last payment is going to have to be due. Some people have to make payments longer than others. Some 50 years, some 2 years. Some lose their layaway just before the last payment. I've done those funerals as well. How do you feel when your bills are completely caught up? Isn't that awesome? Isn't that wonderful? You just can't explain the feeling you have when you're all caught up with what you know you're supposed to be doing for the kingdom of God. Worship and prayer is a lot easier when you're not spending all the time trying to catch up. Paul said, henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness that the Lord's going to give him on that day, but not just to me only, but to all of them that love his appearing. I'm so glad, Paul, that it wasn't just talking about himself. Amen. But he gave me hope when he said, this crown of righteousness is for all of them. Amen. Maybe it's a crown. Maybe it's a surrounding glory that covers all of us at the same time. I don't know, but I can't wait to find out. Amen. Paul said, henceforth is laid up for me that crown of righteousness. Amen. Maybe you haven't put yours on layaway yet. Well, let's stand and let's receive an opportunity. Let's receive a privilege. Let's receive a chance. First payment is repentance. Second is baptism in Jesus' name. And then the Lord will give you something to keep you till you obtain your full layaway. And that is the absolute infilling of the Holy Ghost. How many of you have the Holy Ghost? You've got the evidence. You've got the proof. Amen. We give God glory for that. We give God praise for that. Amen. I want you to look at Revelation chapter 3 and verse 11 with me tonight. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. That's no one talking you out of your walk with God. That's no one giving you such an attitude until you walk away from God. That is just hold fast to that which God has given us. That no man take away your crown. I can play a guitar just a little bit. I can do G, C, and D and a few other chords. I've tried to aggravate Cody into teaching me, but I think I'm not teachable. And so I just, every now and then, I'll pick up my little guitar in my office and play the same old stuff over again, put it back in the corner. But I wonder how good I would have been if I'd have gotten it out of layaway when I was just a child. I'll never know. I don't want anybody in the house standing before the Lord and looking at him and saying, I'll never know. I'll never know. But to those of you that are full scale, total commitment, dedication, relegation to God, you're going to know. Because you're challenged tonight to hang on until He comes. Because there is a crown of righteousness waiting for you. Paul wasn't talking, he didn't write this on the heels of being saved. He didn't write this on the heels of being delivered. He didn't write this on the heels of being healed. And he wasn't in the third heaven this particular time. He didn't just shake a serpent off into fire. He wasn't telling people to get up off their knees and telling them, I'm not a God. Paul is facing the guillotine. But yet he still says it. Don't lose your layaway. I don't care. Whatever we're going through, it's not worth losing our layaway. Whatever we're facing, it is absolutely not worth losing our layaway. Amen. There may be something we need to submit. There may be something we need to give to God or dedicate to the Lord and surrender to our God tonight. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. Because this walk with God that you and I have, it's so personal, isn't it? Amen. Nobody knows everything, do they? And so, but God does, and we know that. The Bible tells us that His eyes are everywhere, going to and fro, and He beholds all the deeds of men, and He sees all of that. Amen. So this is between Him and I. I wonder if there's someone here tonight that would just like to make sure you're caught up. Just to make sure the payments are going through and that everything is clean and green and good to go. Amen. Because when the time comes down to it, we need to be good and we need to be ready to go. Amen. And so let's make our calling and our election sure tonight. Amen. Let's give it a sure salvation, a sure walk with God, an anchored. Amen. Making sure our anchor holds. Hallelujah. That our relationship with God is right. That it's true and that it's real.
One day in your courts, better.
Come on,
is
church.
One day in your house.
Come on, church.
Better is one day.
Oh, call on Him.
Thousands elsewhere.
Reach out to Him and trust in Him.
Better is one day.
Believe it tonight.
Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. Thousands elsewhere.
Oh, yes.
One day. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. Thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. Thousands elsewhere.
Right.
What will my heart feel?
All right.
I dance for you, Jesus.
Oh, Holy Ghost.
Will all of you be still?
Jesus.
Will I stand in your presence?
Holy Ghost.
Should my knees, will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all I can only imagine?
Oh. I can only imagine. Hallelujah.
Cause the enemy has been defeated.
Yes, he has.
Death couldn't hold you down.
My Lord.
Lift our voices. We're gonna make it.
Oh, yes.
The enemy has been defeated. Death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voices.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Death couldn't hold you.
Hallelujah. Holy Ghost.
Death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. a God with the voice of praise.
God with the voice of triumph.
We lift your name up. Better is one.
Aren't you glad for the presence, the spirit, the anointing that breaks yokes, tears down stronghold? We are, the Bible said we're like rock rabbits. That's just a very frail species of an animal that would not exist if it wasn't for the rock. He hides in the rocks. That's where I hide. That's where we all hide. But we've got to stay close to the rock. His name is Jesus. Aren't you glad you know who he is? Amen. Would you shake hands? Be friendly. God bless you tonight. Thank you for being in church. Continue to pray for all of those that are sick in their body right now. And bless the name of the Lord. Oh, your soul. Praise God.